This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today I'm lifting the lid, something very special.
Please.
Close to my heart, but one that you might not know about. We have a streamer joining us. His name is Kieran, a.k.a. Pastor Scar. Top of the morning to you, Kieran.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Kieran, for me, until this very day, my understanding of a streamer is something that you put up at a birthday party.
What on earth
is a streamer? It's a job, is it?
So essentially, if you visualize YouTube, so most people know YouTube, platform where you just watch a video. Imagine that, but the video talks back. You respond in real time, and the person behind the camera can see what you're saying in real time and will actually interact with you and do dialogue. So it's a lot more of a personal experience, but via distance.
But what is it for? What are you streaming? Yeah.
What are you streaming? Well, the way that our stream works, I mean, really, you can stream anything. You could literally sit there boiling an egg and stream it if you wanted to. It's the power of the internet. But the way that our stream functions is we've essentially taken the basic youth group model. Myself, as someone who is an ordained reverend, has been working at my local church for the last 8+ years and now is in this space. I went, how do I take what we do at youth group and make it accessible to everyone around the world completely free? And just digitize it. So we do sermons, we do prayer time, we play games together, all kinds of things. But essentially visualize your standard youth group and anything you see there is what you see in our stream.
So how did you get into it? I mean, were you sitting in the office one day and said, oh, I don't like this, I'm going to play games full time?
Not at all, actually. The way that it came about was me just having my youth pastor's hat on and going, I need to keep my finger on the pulse when it comes to culture. And noticing less and less people hanging out at the skate park and on the soccer field, and then going, okay, well, where are they then? And then recognizing it's an internet age. Everyone's online. Everyone's on a screen. So how can we therefore bring the gospel there? Because my logic has always been wherever the people are is where the gospel needs to be. And so I thought, okay, let's try something here. So it literally just started with me just being a gamer myself, getting home from work, so from church, and turning on the webcam and just talking to no one for a while and just playing some video games and seeing if I have any opportunities to share faith. And from there, God has just taken it and expanded it more than I could possibly imagine.
That's very cool. I'd love to know, what is it you love about streaming and the streaming world as far as, you know, you obviously want to do ministry amongst this community?
Yeah. To be honest, for me, it's the fact that it really does allow us to reach and support and care for people that we otherwise just would not have bumped into. We have people currently in our stream that are quarantined because they have the coronavirus and they can't leave home. They can't do anything yet. I get to talk to them every day via the live stream, and we get to do this dialogue and we're journeying with them every step. We've got people in nations that I have never stepped foot in that are just engaging with us on a regular, daily, if not weekly basis. And it just allows for some real deep conversation, because people can make their screen name whatever they want, meaning they often are a lot more open to just talking about really deep things because they don't need to beat around the bush. They don't have a reputation. It's just, hey, this is my question about God. Bam. And you just got to work with it. So I love it. It's such a communal social experience. It really just allows you to minister in a unique way.
Now, you know, I'm a gamer from way back too, mate. And when I get on there, I just kind of want a game and I don't have a whole bunch of conversations. Can you have deep, meaningful conversations while you're playing a game?
So that's kind of the misconception. People think that what we're doing, these conversations are happening via the game. They're not. The gameplay element of what we do plays the same role that playing soccer in your youth group does. You don't call it a soccer club. You call it a youth group. You play soccer at some point in the same way that at some point of the stream we will be playing a variety of games. But what's happening is a lot deeper than that, and it's happening via the live stream platform. So I'm not jumping into a game with some random person and trying to share with them. I'm doing this dialogue via our Twitch stream. Twitch is the website that we stream on. And yeah, absolutely. We have some incredibly deep conversations come through that.
Now, if someone wants to get into streaming as a gig, can you make money from it?
Yep, you can, depending on how you set it up. So the way that I've intentionally set ours up is that our one doesn't make money. And right now we are severely under budget. We give a lot more than we receive through doing weekly giveaways, and we do cash tournaments that people can compete in around the world. And we give free Bibles globally to anyone that wants it free of charge, all that kind of stuff. And any money that comes in goes simply to this ministry. And from there, we use that. And because we don't break even yet, our goal is to figure out a way to fund this at some stage. Right now, it's just my wife and I that will carry the load of that financially. But yeah, technically, you could make money of this if you chose to.
Yeah, how does it work if people choose that path?
It would literally be from others donating. So there are lots of creative ways that some people choose to do that. They offer incentives, and if you donate this much, then you get this, blah, 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 blah. The reason why I choose not to go down that route is because I want everything that we do to be for free. So it's not, we can jump into a one-on-one video call, or we can, you know, give you whatever it is if you pay a certain amount. It's no, we want this to be accessible to anyone, recognizing that we have people that don't have income and they are entitled to the gospel message just as much. So, yeah, it's a bit of a difference in our model versus traditional streamers.
Now, I think, you know, for a lot of people, Twitch is a completely new concept. The idea of streaming video games is a brand new concept. And they might be asking themselves, isn't gaming addictive? And so how do you find the balance? And is this really a good thing? Like, I mean, how do you answer those questions when they come up from parents?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And so really the way that we do it is we call a spade. We call it out, and we'll literally on stream talk about how, you know, this is something that I'm very intentional about my stream times. I make sure that I'm streaming before dinner hits and after school finishes. So that way it's once this is done, this is done. There are kids every week that'll be like, can you keep on going? Go until late at night. I'm like, no, because you've got homework to do and you've got, you know, things that you need to be responsible for. I'm like, I love hanging out with you guys, but this cannot be something that consumes every part of your life. And we literally talk about how gaming addiction is a problem, and that we can't have that. And so there are actually some parents now that say, all right, you can't play during the weekdays, but I'll let you watch Pastor Scar and you can hang out with that online community, and they'll have that on in the background while they're doing their homework and different things like that. So, yeah, it's just a matter of just calling it out and being aware of that and speaking into that space.
Someone listening right now aspires to become a streamer just like you, Pastor Scar. What advice do you have?
Get in contact with me. No, I'm kidding. What I would advise really is be genuine and be yourself. You don't need a budget to do this. When I started just 2 years ago now, I literally just had my laptop with the built-in webcam, no microphone, no anything. The quality was horrific, but we just did it. But at the end of the day, if you're being genuine, don't try and fake a personality. Just be yourself. At the end of the day, the live streaming platform is one where you can't really fake it till you make it, because you're on for too many hours at a time. And so it just comes down to, if you're trying to put something on, people are going to see through it. So my advice would be to be genuine, to be yourself, know why you're doing it. And if it is for a ministry purpose, then to really give it a go, trust God with it every step of the way.
Do you want to do something fun? Because I play a bit of Fortnite, and I know that's the platform you're on. Do you ever want to team up and do some duos, and we'll stream together?
Mate, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. We've got a community right now of just under 10,000 people that are an active part of what we do. And so let's go. You can jump on with us. It'll be a great time.
Okay, I've just created a Twitch account, and I've got a community of zero. So we'll combine our forces.
Love it, mate. The internet won't know what's coming.
All right, let's watch this space. All right, we'll try and work out more details.
Yep, and we'll share it. And you and I will do, I don't know, duos for an hour at some time on a Friday afternoon and stream it.
I'm down. Absolutely.
Awesome. It's like a quarantine hangout. Love that, Kieran, aka Pastor Scar. Thanks for lifting the lid on streaming. I now know that you're not a party decoration.
Yes. Correct.
All right. And if you do want to follow Pastor Scar on Twitch, it's PASTORSKAR.
Yes, correct. It's Pastor Scar on all the socials.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.